I was wondering, what would happen if you covered a swimmer with a hydrophobic substance? Would they go faster or slower?
So firstly, I'll sort of just recap what a hydrophobic substance is. So hydro obviously refers to water. Phobic means dislike. So a hydrophobic substance is something that doesn't like water, such as oil, which won't mix with water, will sit on the surface of water. So if we think about trying to move quickly through water, the main thing that stops that is drag. That's the problem moving kind of through any fluid at speed, is how quickly you kind of make your way through the fluid. And this is actually a very interesting question. If you think back a few years ago, you might have seen a number of swimmers wearing these full body suits, which were subsequently banned.
They're called the shark skin suit, weren't they?
And these suits did a number of things. One, they sort of smoothed off the body to sort of reduce, sort of little holes and things like that, which, you know, might sort of cause turbulence in the flow. But they also were coated in certain sorts of substances that trapped small amounts of air near to the surface and meant that the water flowed over the swimmer much more quickly.
So, did they work?
Did they work? Yes. They were reckoned to produce about a 2% increase in speed, and a lot of world records were broken. However, this was then deemed that this was slightly unfair, and say they were subsequently banned and limited in size. So to kind of go back to the question, the main thing with going fast is drag. If you can have a sort of hydrophobic substance that repels water, this can make a small increase, but the main thing is just to do with the shape at which the body is that moves through water.
And so therefore, if you streamline your body but then you add something that repels water from your skin, it stops the water sticking to your skin so much, so you should go a bit faster.
Yes.
That would be the bottom line.
Yes, but it will be marginal compared to, say, the shape and other things like that.
Ben, thank you very much. Tony, one for you.